Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time. And that means you. Let me tell you, I get up at 2 a.m. on the West Coast. So by the time I arrive here, I've been up for 8 hours. And I've been working. I've had a full day, and I love it. So, you know, I'm thinking about starting a new home-based business with some people who can talk. For Lynn Richardson, I could just throw them my thoughts, and the words can just come out. I don't want them thinking on their own, because they might say something I don't want to be said, or something that's in my head that doesn't need to come out. So I'm just going to throw them the words, and then they'll get it. And, you know, that will be a great, great home-based business. I'm so excited because today we did how to start a home-based business. Tonight there's Business Finance 101. I'm going on a live IG live with Trina Braxton. We're going to talk money. I've been on her show, the Sister Circle, quite a few times. I was on with Roland Martin yesterday, working on some other things with some other folks. The program or the campaign with Diddy, MyFairShare.com, or MyFairShare.com is working. Yes, it is working. People are actually getting approved for the Paycheck Protection Loan and the EIDL, and I am so excited. So it's a blessing to be in position to leverage the resources and the power of those who have the ability to speak their voices and make a change and to actually see that change happening. So if nothing is happening for you, then I need you to go to AskLynn.org and make something happen. And when you go to AskLynn.org and you get a response and you see the options that are available to you, do something. Take action. Do one thing. Do one small thing. You never know. You know, in my lowest points, it's the one small thing I did that really got me to the next level. I'll never forget. I was at a very, very, very low point. This was after I had stopped working in the mortgage business, and I wasn't really sure what I was going to do next. And I had been offered a position at J.P. Morgan Chase. I wasn't sure if I was going to take it. It was the winter time. It was November. It was cold. It was snowy. So, you know, that's a recipe for doing nothing. That's a recipe for depression, doing nothing, disaster, and deception. All of it. It's just, you know, when it's cold outside, you don't want to go anywhere. And I had an opportunity to go do an event at Chase. They were hiring me to come in to speak to their top performers. And I wasn't going to go. Didn't feel like it. And a very good friend of mine, she told me, Lynn, if you don't do this, you will never recover. And the sound in her voice made me wake up and say, you know what, let me do it. It was a small thing, but it led to a full-time position and all these other opportunities. So it's the thing that you don't want to do when you're down that you have to do. We're going to talk about that. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Perry parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We're creating millionaires one family at a time, and it starts just with a dollar. Whatever you can do with that $1. We've been dealing with the stair steps to wealth. We started out with spend less money, get more money. Then you have to get your money back. Which money do you have to get back? Every penny. You have to treat every single penny like it's important. I remember one day walking past, it was a penny or a dime, and I decided I was going to overlook it. And I was like, you can't overlook that penny. It doesn't matter what it is. That could be a blessing to the next thing. And so when you're talking about get your money back, this is literally tracking every single dollar that you can get back and asking yourself, if I spend this penny, can I get it back? If I spend this dime, can I get it back? If I spend this dollar, can I get it back? What do I mean by get it back? Well, if you went to the grocery store and you bought groceries and you enjoyed your groceries, you spent $200 or $300, and the next week the grocery store manager said, hey, come back and get your money, but keep your groceries, you'd fly there right now. You'd end this relationship with this radio show right this moment, and you'd go do what you had to do and go get your money, and then you'd come back and listen. Well, that's what the IRS says when you have a home-based business. You get to do all these things that you were going to spend money anyway, but you have to get your money back. And so in today's session, one lady asked, you know, I'm unemployed. I don't have anything. You know, what do I do? When you have nothing, you have everything because you have nothing to lose. So you have to make a way out of no way. See, what you all have to understand is everything. When business people are kind of in the miracle making business, because when you start a business, it didn't exist before you started it. So there was no blueprint. There really is no blueprint. You just have to get in the blueprint of process, get in the blueprint of process, and then you can see what you want to happen, manifest. Facebook didn't exist before it existed. And then when it existed, it was almost as if it never hadn't. Can you imagine the world without it? Well, there's something that you have inside of you as well. And if just doing it isn't enough of an incentive, then getting your money back should be. So on these stair steps to wealth, you've got to deal with every single aspect of it. So some people just focus on, let me just go out and get more money. That used to be me. That was my story. I wasn't going to follow any rules. I thought I was the goose that laid the golden egg. And rules did not apply to me. So I was just going to go out and make as much money as I want and spend as much money as I want. I was listening to my live with Candy Burris, and there was actually a time where I said to her, I was like, somebody told me live below your means. I was like, please. I thought that was funny. Live below my means for what? I'm going to buy whatever I want to buy whenever I want to buy it. And I'm so cold. Okay, that's called good. If you're not from Chicago, I just got it going so good that I'm just going to make enough money to buy whatever else I want. I'm not doing a budget or watching anything, child, let me tell you, that did not work. So there are people who are focused on getting more money, but you got to implement all the other pieces of it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We're going to get some more of those rules on the stair steps to weld some of those lessons. When we come back, right now it's 1230 on the talk of Chicago. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Hi, this is Lynn Richardson. Are you one of the 20 in 2020? That's right. I'm going to take 20 people in the year of 2020 and help you crack the code to make your first $100,000 or your next $100,000. Visit www.lynnrichardson.com. Click Connect with Lynn. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Are you one of my 20 in 2020?
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Hey, hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, one dime at a time, and that means you. And it doesn't matter where you are right now. What matters is where you're going. If you can look up, you can get up, and you cannot fail until you quit. So you got to ask yourself, are you going to quit? I know sometimes you want to quit. Let me tell you, I want to quit every other week something. It could be anything. Just quit going outside or quit anything. But you have to keep going. You have to do what it is that you have to do. So on these stair steps to wealth, the part about getting your money back really is a life transformation. It's a DNA replacement of your financial brain. And it requires that you learn the money game at a whole different level. So it was shocking to me, actually, to learn. I shouldn't say it was shocking, but to know that someone actually said it, that Rockefeller and others, hundreds of years ago, decided that they did not want financial education in the school curriculum because they did not want worker thinkers. They only wanted workers. And unfortunately, that's what the world has created. So when people like Robert Kiyosaki and Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the first time I read that, I was blown away because he was telling the truth and I was in the rat race. I was in something that I did not know how to get out of. And what that something was going to work and expecting to build wealth from a job. Now, it's great to go to work. Everybody should go to work. You should love your employer. I love my employees. I love the people who hire me for things. I love it. But you, that's just a piece of the game. It's not the whole entire game. And unfortunately, many people are stuck in that rat race. So you have to have a home-based business. So today I'm going to talk about every reason on the planet why you cannot. So the first thing people say is, I don't have time. Stop lying to yourself. You have time. You just have to decide what you're going to sacrifice. What are you going to give up? Are you going to give up the time that you're spending in that relationship that's draining you? Are you going to give up the time that you're chit-chatting on the phone about nothing? Let me tell you, you know, it's kind of funny in my family and the circle of people who know me. When I started out in the mortgage business and, you know, I had to get up early in the morning. My husband would help me get the kids in the car, but he had to be at work at 7. So I had to drop the kids off. I had to drop Kennedy and Taylor off at Grandma B's house. And then Taylor got old enough to go to school. So I had Kennedy. She was an arm baby and she was in the baby, the car seat, and it was snowing outside and I couldn't leave the kids in the car because if I left the kids in the car, Grandma B was going to call the police. Now, isn't that just overreacting? So anyway, anybody who tries to argue with a grandmother, good luck, because it's not going to work. So every day I had to get all the kids out of the car. Now, I'm just thinking I'm going to run in, drop this baby off. She said I couldn't leave the other kids in the car, so I had to get all the kids out the car. Sydney's 5. She's can barely walk in all the snow. Then I got a little 2-year-old. You know she can't walk. She's falling. I got the baby in the car seat in the other hand. You know I got about 50 bags because you can't just drop off a baby. You got to drop off a baby with some bags. And then the 5-year-old got a bag, and the bag is bigger than her, so she's falling. So just getting from the car to her house was a trip. And it wasn't, I could see her little place from this curb. It wasn't a long trip, but it was an arduous trip, okay? So I get her in there, and then I just couldn't leave the baby. Grandma B wanted me to help take the baby's clothes off. I'm like, what are you here for? You're supposed to be the babysitter. I got to help take her stuff off. You know, forget the fact that she's like 85, 90 years old. You know, I'm just still, my point is, listen, I'm dropping her off to you, but now I got to take her clothes off. And then Taylor wants to stay, but Taylor has to go to work. Then I got to get the kids to school. Then I got to drop Sydney off, and Taylor wants to go in with Sydney. And then I got to drop Taylor off. And by the time I did all of that, I was at work. So in my life, in my experience, everybody got to come to work. I don't care if you're dying. Get here. Die here. We'll pray for you. Only reason not to come to work is if you're already dead or you in jail. And if you're in jail, make me your first phone call. So my point is, I didn't chit-chat. I didn't play games. I did what I had to do. So for everybody who's saying you can't start a business because you don't have the time, what are you going to sacrifice? You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Samantha Thomas. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Parents, there's hope. Learn how to get your kids in order and get your money back all at the same time in Lynn Richardson's game-changing webinar, How to Turn Your Homeschool into a Home-Based Business. Learn how to write off your daily expenses. Give your kids structure. Teach your kids about money and make extra money for yourself. Plus, your kids will get their newest book, My First Job, A Kid's Guide to Money and Entrepreneurship. Reserve your space at www.asklynn.org. That's www.asklynn.org today.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details. Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. So no excuses. In order to get your money back, in order to get to the next level, you're going to have to do some things that you've never did in order to get to get something that you've never gotten. So the first thing is we don't have enough time. Cut out all the middle stuff. That means you may have to make some major adjustments to your lifestyle. You may have to make some major adjustments to the things that you're attached to. I remember at one particular time, it took me over an hour to drive to church. I got a new church. The end. I don't have 2 hours. I didn't have 2 hours to do that. So I remember one particular time, but it was, everything was taking an hour, driving the kids to school, driving them home, picking them up. I made some adjustments because once you collapse time, then time gives you power. And when you have time and power, then your energy is used appropriately to, or in order to build wealth and to be creative. You can't create when you're drained. You can't create if you've sat in traffic for 2 or 3 hours. Now, if you have to do that, you've got to find some other ways to get your energy back. Energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. You think you can have somebody drain you and then still have the energy to go? Now, you may survive, but survival mode is different than creative mode. Survival mode is kind of animalistic and you do what you have to do. It's not a state of existence that you want to be in for any amount of time, let alone a lifetime. So if you've just figured out how to survive, then you're probably on guard. You're probably defensive. You're probably thinking everybody's out to get you. Maybe you don't trust anybody. You can't go anywhere like that. I've been there, done that, you know, on guard, worried. Let me tell you something. If I have to worry about something or somebody, I move them out of my way, period. I don't hire people and then worry about if they're loyal. If I don't think you're loyal, you won't get another check from me. That's it. The end. I used to do that. I used to hire people and then wasn't sure if they were on my team or not. Okay, I see this, but I'm not sure. If I think it, you go. Okay? So you have to have the right energy and the right people, and then you can stop some of these little silly excuses about why you're not doing the things that you know you want to do. And I'm talking to myself because I have silly excuses too. All right. So the first thing is I don't have enough time. And it, quite frankly enough, so I'll be on Good Morning America tomorrow. So make sure you all are watching Good Morning America on Thursday morning. I'll be on talking about money and what people need to do. But every time I go on one of these national shows, everybody is so shocked. They're like, home-based business? Because, see, here's the deal. Everybody's looking for a way to get to the next level without working. You got to work. You got to work. You have to work. And you got to work hard. And you got to work hard when you don't want to work. And here's the deal. You're working hard anyway. You're just not getting where you're trying to go. So there's two different work hard. There's work hard fighting off what you don't and you're not getting anywhere, or work hard fighting for what you want and you're getting where you're trying to go. But working hard is a part of it. The second thing is, and this is obvious, but I don't have any money. Doesn't matter. Make something out of nothing, literally, because that's what every business is anyway. It's something out of nothing. Find a way to get your idea. If you've been in how to start a home-based business, you know you don't even need anything to start except your mind. And as long as you got that, you can go. So not having any money is not an excuse. Find the money. Find a way. Find a way to do the business without the money. Find a way to barter. Find a way. But where there is a will, there's a way. When you make two steps, God takes four. When you take four, he takes eight. But if you don't take any, what steps do you think are going to be taken? Faith without work is dead. So we've been dealing with the stair steps to wealth. Spend less money, get more money. Get your money back. We're going to be on this for a long time because I want you set before you start going outside spending money. All right. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow this radio program at Lynn Millionaire. Listen live at Lynn Millionaire. Go to WVON.com. I'll be live with Trina Braxton tonight on IG. So please catch us there. We'll be talking about money, wealth, and everything else. Go to asklynn.org if you have any questions, you need some help. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.